It's not even that funny. It's a stupid joke.
Yeah, it's not that funny.
Right, what are we rating those? Microphone. Oh, wow.
You are a lot, to be fair.
I am a lot,
oh,
yeah.
I didn't realise we started, sorry. I was actually being serious.
You're being serious about what?
Your voice.
What's wrong with my voice?
It's a tiny bit jarring.
Is it? How would you like me to alter it? Can I help? Can I change
just
it?
Just like slightly quieter.
Just quieter, just more relaxed.
Yeah.
Just enter the podcast.
Less
just
energetic.
How about I be the loud one? Welcome back to the 14 Again podcast.
To be fair, it's better. It's a bit lower.
Nice.
Cough.
It's right at the start, man.
I know.
You're going to have to bleep that.
But she hates me.
I'm
no.
Max, that's Harvey, that's Tilly, and we're doing a podcast.
And, welcome back.
Today is actually going to be quite an interesting one. I will apologise for the listeners, but we will try and be as descriptive as we can be. We have recently had...
We're going to be chewing into mics, I've
we
just
are,
realised.
We are. we have recently had some Australian family come and visit us, which was lovely. We spent the day with them, and they were actually kind enough to bring us some snacks from Australia, which we did not expect, but thought, you know what? That is perfect for some sort of content, and we thought the podcast would be the best place.
We also seem to have a lot of Australian fans, so thank you for
yes.
that. We've been seeing all the statistics, and there's a lot of people out in Australia, so hopefully we'll come out there one day and
big
see
up the Aussies,
which is exciting. So should we start with
we
something?
We can meet the Norris Nuts guys, get them on the podcast.
You want the Norris Nuts on the podcast?
Yeah.
Do you think they'd do
be funny.
It?
Yes.
Why?
Well, actually, I'm not sure. We might have to grow a little bit first, and then
yeah,
they
okay.
should say yes.
Okay.
Because we're YouTube, they're YouTube, you know?
Facts.
I barely know a thing about these people, and she's
amazing.
She always talks about them like they're gods.
Well, I'm sure they're great.
They
I'm
basically
sure, I'm sure
are.
They are great.
Not all of them, but some of them.
Oh.
I have my favourites.
Okay.
I'm not going to say now.
Okay.
How many of
case.
Them are there?
As in
eight.
Total
They've
with the family
six
as well,
kids.
Like the parents.
Six kids, two parents.
Right. Six kids.
One of them's like, I think, oh, how old's Charlie? Like four?
I feel like this is getting very...
Sorry, yeah.
Should we get into the Australian snacks? Yeah. I think let's start with something that people are going to enjoy. Let's
Tim
start...
Tams.
No.
Oh.
The
let's
shapes.
Start with something that I did unfortunately already open, but because I was so intrigued by them. It is Vegemite and cheese shapes.
Oh, and cheese. I thought they were just Vegemite.
Yeah, so
and cheese makes me more concerned.
I must admit.
Well, no, because it's like Marmite. We have Marmite and cheese on toast.
It is very much like Marmite, and I am a little bit obsessed with these. I didn't think I would be.
So
I
you
like
them?
Oh, no, I like them a lot. They're like, if I were to go to Australia, I'd come back with like four boxes. Yeah,
okay,
sorry,
so to describe for the people that are listening, it's basically a little sort
thanks.
Of cracker that's clearly covered in Vegemite and I guess cheese.
Yeah.
Or a cheese flavour.
Oh, they're going to hear a big crunch.
And so should we eat the snack, rate it out of 10, and then
no,
move on?
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm. They remind me of Ritz.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ritz?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try my best not to chew into
the mic. I hate it, but
I don't
love it.
I want more.
Okay.
And I really shouldn't because we've got a podcast to do. So I'm going to leave it for now, but I want to eat the whole box.
Okay. I'm going to give that... A 6 out of 10. I'm kind of like I
7.5.
I wouldn't keep eating them, but like if they were in a bowl or something and I had one or two, I'd be like, yeah, all right, they're fine.
I'm gonna have to give it a weird score because I don't feel like they're a good enough food overall to get anything above a 9. But I want to give them an 8.9.
Okay.
So so that's our score for the Vegemite shapes. Fair play. Who made them? Arnott's.
What shapes are they?
Just,
do we know?
No, they look like they actually look a bit like Australia. I think they are in the shape of the country.
Are they?
It says, "Can you find the tassie shape in your box?" What is a tassie?
I guess we'll never know. Comment down below if you do know. Sorry, my mic's a bit weird, but I'm opening the Tim Tams because we've got salted caramel brownie flavored Tim Tams.
Oh my god!
By the same company that make the shapes.
Oh yeah, Arnott's. Do they just make all food in Australia?
Oh, Tilly is pausing for hydration. So Tim Tams are basically like a sort of chocolate biscuit with, I guess, some sort of salted caramel brownie inside it.
Do you want Dobby one?
Dobby, do you want a Tim Tam?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Dobby wants a Tim Tam. There's nothing there. You got, pull the tray out. Yep.
They remind me of penguins a little bit. Yeah. I don't really remember what penguins look like.
In the UK, we have penguins, which are very similar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
What was in them? Sorry.
Salted caramel brownie. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this. Yeah. Okay. It's not the worst thing I've ever eaten. It's not upset me.
The salt is quite salty.
Yeah.
But I do really like Tim Tams. They are great.
I can taste the brownie as well. I'm going to say I prefer these probably to the shapes, but only just. So I'm going to give them like a 6.5 out of 10.
I agree.
I think, you guys are rating so low.
Well, because nothing's like none of these yet have inspired me to go, oh my God, I want to keep eating them.
I did like the shapes.
One bite and I'm good.
I might give the shapes an 8 and I'm going to keep these at a 6.5.
I'm going to go for 7 for these. They're not my favourite Tim Tam, but they're still pretty damn good.
Okay. Oh, I don't like that bit in the middle.
Dude, that's the salted caramel. Yeah, no, that's not a surprise. I'm going to grab the next thing. Because I'm really intrigued by these.
Can you pop this over there, please?
Just chuck it.
Okay, thanks.
These are called Froo Chocs.
I'm excited for these.
And they've got they're chocolate covered apricot and peach mashups. I don't really know if that was the best way to describe them, but can you open that? Just rip it open. No, rip. It was meant to be a teamwork thing, so we could both keep talking. But well done, Max.
It's working.
Okay. Thanks. I'll pour one into your hand or that. Jeez, you're just not taking any cues today, are you?
I'm enjoying it.
Are you having more of the shapes?
No, I was
just
saying I was enjoying that he wasn't listening to you.
Oh, Tills.
But yes, I am.
Mate, I'm trying so hard to be nice to you right now. But...
So it's chocolate and mango?
No.
Not at all.
Peach and apricot.
Yeah.
And chocolate.
I was about to say, where's the chocolate? Because I'm looking at it.
Where were you when I was describing them?
I don't know.
I was trying to get his out.
Yeah.
I was eating my Tim Tam. Oh, we're going for it. Cool.
Yeah. This is weird. This is really weird. Sorry for the pauses as well, but
we do have to register.
It's sweet. And it's really sweet.
Mm. I actually think it's my favorite thing I've eaten so far.
They're not bad.
I just can't figure out why.
They're very strange.
Mm.
I don't think I've had that taste before.
I'm going to give that
a
7.5 out of 10.
I'm going 6.5.
That's interesting.
It's not as good as the others, but I don't dislike it.
Okay. That's fair enough. Then the next thing we've got.
What was your rating?
Oh, yeah, did you say?
I said 7.
You said 7, yeah.
Sorry.
So this is Alan's Frogs Alive. I assume they're popular.
They look so Australian.
I hope they're not alive.
From what I've seen the Norris Nuts eat of sweets, they look very Australian.
Yeah, hopefully they are not actually live frogs, but they do support the youth. So that's nice.
Look at this little red fella.
Red Frogs Australia.
I'll be real, if we were to compare this to something we have, it's like a wine gum.
I would say these kind of remind me of Swedish fish.
Yep.
I'm hoping
that's not something we have.
It's not something we have, but
the UK is wine gums.
I like Swedish fish. The Americans, you did
Ready?
That well.
Here we go.
Oh, it's tougher than a Swedish fish.
Yeah, it's too much for my teeth.
But it tastes the same.
Does it?
Yeah, it's the same flavour as Swedish fish.
I haven't really eaten that much.
I don't really like Swedish fish, but I don't mind this.
Okay, very chewy.
No, this is not
I like them.
I'm okay with this. I give it a 7.
8.5.
3. Genuinely.
Really?
I'm not enjoying myself right now.
You've got sensitive teeth, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It wouldn't be good for you.
8.3. I don't love the flavour, but I like the texture.
I really like the flavour of those.
I don't like anything about it.
Okay. Next up, we've got milk chocolate speckles.
Don't we have these in the UK?
Yeah, I guess what do we
but
call these?
I don't know
these?
If they're the same. I think they're smaller.
But this will be like Australian chocolate.
Yeah. They are different, but they're quite similar.
Haze chocolate.
It reminds me of the fact that Australians have fairy bread.
What's that?
Fairy bread?
It's like those little things. So you have like, I think it's normally white bread with butter with those little, not the chocolate, but the bits on the chocolate.
Sprinkles. That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure.
That's
don't quote me on that.
They bake it on or they just put it on like as a spread?
That is literally just sugar on toast.
I think. I think it's just, is it on toast or is it on bread? I don't know.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, it's the equivalent of literally pouring sugar on a piece of toast.
What were these called again? Milk chocolate speckles.
Two of these.
Okay, nice. So yeah, for anyone who's not watching.
They are different to our ones.
It is basically just like a little piece of chocolate
it's
with
like a chocolate button.
Hundreds and thousands sort of sprinkles on them.
Bombs away.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I couldn't have too many of those.
No.
They're not bad, though.
It is very much like pick and mix vibes.
Yeah. Mm. I'm getting pick and mix PTSD.
Did you guys ever steal from pick and mix?
Yep.
I never have.
I don't think I have. I think I was too scared to.
I know you definitely have.
You just stand there at a box and start eating them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think...
Did you actually?
I don't think either of us have ever done that. I think you're alone.
Cool.
At what age?
Oh, I would have been.
Last week?
Yeah, like 21.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
Just stands in Tesco at the pick and mix section, just fucking has lunch.
Yeah. No, they expect me there now.
Actually, what age?
They got
not?
His face up next to the pick and mix
section. I'm banned from quite a few Tescos, yeah.
There's a certain space in which he's not allowed to stand because he's too close.
It's not such even a that funny.
Joke. No, it's not that funny.
Right, what are we rating those? Out of 10.
5.
I'm kind of with you on 5. I was inclined to maybe go higher.
Just do it without me.
5.5?
You're such a mess.
I know, it's good.
Give me the fucking Tim Tams.
Imagine being bad. From the Pick and Mix.
It's not that funny. I'm just laughing about how funny
I'd like
you
to
find
add
it.
That this isn't true, by the way. He's just laughing at hypothetical.
Oh,
you
God.
Always do that. You always
I
laugh at hypothetical
stuff. I haven't cried
stuff.
Laughing since like the chef's incident. But that's really funny to me. Sorry, everyone.
Again,
at home.
Hypothetical.
What? So this, yeah, I made it all up
thing.
In my head.
The chef's thing as well.
Yeah, I just make myself laugh.
This is
that's
technically
really embarrassing.
Thanks.
Ooh. Do you know what's really interesting about this packaging? So this must be a thing that Australia have. There's a health star rating on it. And it's clearly how healthy the thing you're about to eat is for you. And it's a 0.5 out of 5 stars.
Seriously?
For health, yeah. So it's not great eating these.
Sure, Harvey will enjoy
I love them. That that's a thing, though. That's a really interesting thing.
It's a good
Australia
way
seem to, be...
to, you know, keep up with what you're eating, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's, he's looking to see
on
if anything
as well,
else
on the fruit chocks. Should maybe check the shot just in case I messed that up. No, they don't have them on the fruit chocks. Okay, maybe it's just certain products.
Huh. Anyway, white chocolate
he's having
Tim
himself
Tams.
Some frogs.
I think this is the last thing we'll do.
Yeah.
Good thing to end on, Tills.
White chocolate Tim Tam.
Dobby's going to love these. If we give him this packet, he'll finish them, by
it's
the way.
Same as the last ones, by the way. The penguin-style ones, the sort of biscuit surrounded by chocolate.
But these aren't like penguins because they're white.
These are white chocolate, so... Oh. Why did that... Oh, because of the salted caramel. I was like, it's lighter than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because there's no salted caramel brownie in there.
Yeah, we best keep these away from Dobby.
I like them. I wouldn't... Again, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I need more. But I'll give it...
They're like penguins.
I'll give it a 7.
If I was hungry enough for snacks, I would eat that whole packet.
Mm.
Yeah, 7 out of 10 for me.
I think an 8. 8 is solid. Tills.
Final verdict.
6.9.
Well, there you go, Australia. There's our opinions on
every
your snacks.
Time.
And also thank you to our family who gave us those. They literally just came over from Australia and brought us a bunch of Australian snacks. So thank you for giving us something to do. Now, moving on slightly, we had a really interesting send-in. I think it was in the comments section, actually, of one of the last podcasts, that basically someone said, where is it? No, not that one. There we go. Wasimakan. We're going to try that again. Wasimakan 28 said, can you guys do an episode discussing icks you have? There's some that I understand and some that I think are out of reach. By the way, I love this pod. So thank you very much.
Tilly's still munching over there.
Tills, you're still munching, but icks. Do you have any? Do you have any obvious ones that stand out to you? Like things that if you saw
someone
do...
Me and my friends were playing this game on the ski trip and it was an ick game.
Oh, no.
And how it worked was like, you'd read a card. And so we all had like these... They weren't whiteboards, but they were like whiteboard type material cards, kind of.
Yeah.
And like we had a whiteboard pen, you'd write down the person's name who you think would get icked out by what it said on the card.
Okay.
So like one of them was like snorts when they laugh.
Yeah.
And one of my friends, so there was three of us, one of them put that girl and we both put her, and she was like, why'd you put me? And I was like, because she snorts when she laughs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like if you thought they would write you down, so you'd get bad points. You didn't want to end up with the most points, like if people voted for you. But if they, if you thought the other two people would vote for you, you vote for yourself. Mm. So then they get the points given to them.
I see.
And like you don't want points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It was fun.
So out of the things that came up a lot, was there anything that stood out to you as something that you would genuinely get icked out by, as much as I hate that saying?
I can't remember if there was anything. Like,
is there any that you have personally?
Like if someone were to, I don't know, run funny, or
if they walk, like, not walk funny, but like
with a stanky leg.
Like
some people can't help that, to be fair.
Like, not like, that's what I'm saying though. If like they're walking weird, like not on purpose. I don't know how to explain it, but like some walks that men do are just a bit weird.
See, I would have said like an ick for me would have to be something that was like, Not even something that the person can change, but like some, you know, if like I would say if someone doesn't keep their teeth clean, that would be an ick for me. But I think someone would argue that that's not really an ick. That's just like a.
Do you know what's an interesting one that I have? And it actually applies, not even, because obviously, you know, you can think of icks and you think,
oh, I know an ick.
What do I think? What do I think of what the opposite sex would do? But mine is for everyone.
Yeah.
Same.
And I know you agree with this as well.
Yeah.
Is people burping. Like, why are you, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, because...
Yeah, yeah, it's all right. Just
thanks
chew.
For chiming in.
Sorry.
No, no one not watching will know that you needed a second to chew.
I get, like, everyone burps. I hate when people do big, loud, gross burps.
I can't stand it.
I'm sorry, Kelsey, I love you so much. I literally love you with all my heart.
Your poor friend.
No, I love Kelsey, and because she's funny with it, though. Like, she's actually someone who I accept doing it, because she almost does it in the least gross way, but
it's
some
classy.
People... Yeah.
Sometimes.
But can't,
if
can
the
people not...
timing is there,
fair enough. Yeah,
can people not burp on the inside, though?
Well, that's what I do.
Yes. Surely. I mean, maybe we don't know something, but I always do.
I always do.
I
feel like everyone has to burp out loud.
No, it's frustrating. I think sometimes to me, and it's weird that we've gotten to this very specifically, but sometimes to me, it almost feels like the person in the room is going, I don't care about you. And I know that's such a,
just
like,
a big fuck off.
Such a drastic conclusion to draw from that. But it does feel like that a little bit. Like that person has no regard for what you would have felt about that at all.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just...
But to be fair, a lot of the time, because I feel bad about saying Kelsey's name now, I normally end up like laughing because it's normally funny. Whereas some people do it and we're just all sat there like, what on earth?
Yeah,
and they just laugh at themselves, whereas everyone always like joins in.
Yeah. I feel like, and this to stem on from it, this is an obvious one, but I'm the same with like people farting. I'm like, why have you just shat yourself for humor?
I feel bad if someone like couldn't help it or whatever, but equally
that's
maybe
sure.
something they need to sort.
That's different. That's very different.
But yeah, no, I agree with that as well. I feel like it is easy enough, more or less, to at least very much try
to
disguise it. Oh no.
And it's you do this.
Oh good.
When people eat and they scrape their fork on their teeth.
That's an ick.
You know that, you do realise that everyone...
I can't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone just like, because when I was trying to explain to him, like, you don't need to use your teeth, he was like, well, how do I get the food off? And then I was like, just like, use your lips, and you're like this. Like, obviously
I don't
not.
Like getting food on my lips.
Yeah, we've always
yeah,
had
I know,
this
you both do it, and it's so annoying. Like, I can't... listen to it while I'm eating.
If I even think that there might be food on my face, it's gone in seconds. I don't think, unless it was something that somehow I completely missed, I will not have it. I hate having food on my face. And not that anyone loves it, but do you know what I mean? Like, some people just don't even realize.
I think Tom loves it.
Tom.
He gets it on his forehead.
That's not anymore.
Well, you'd be surprised.
But yeah, no, I mean, I get that. I think that is a really interesting one that you said, though, because stuff like that people say all the time. They'll say like, oh, if a guy doesn't catch a ball, which I get is a little bit embarrassing or whatever, or if a guy
falls over in the mud.
Yeah, falls over. And so like after someone tripped them over or something, and that gave me the ick. It's like, it wasn't his fault. He didn't, he had no part in that. Like, how could you get the ick off something that someone couldn't even control? The teeth thing, I get, I can control that, but I just think that to then have the ick over that is crazy.
Another thing to do with eating is when people can't use a knife and fork.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one though, because that's
like the way they hold it.
Yeah,
fair enough. It's sort of like you should know how to do that.
Yeah,
like as a well functioning human being.
Yeah, but people might be taught differently by their parents. Some people's parents.
Okay, differently is wrong though. Because there's a right way to do it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Different is wrong is not a good sentence.
No.
Cancel her.
No, not in that way. Like, there's certain things where, like...
She's on about cutlery, to be fair.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's certain things that when you're doing it wrong, they're like, oh, I'm just doing it differently. But, like, there's certain things that are done a certain way.
Yeah, but someone might argue that a certain way is only how their parents have taught them. And who's to say that their parents are right?
Okay, well, if you went and had dinner with the king, then let's see how he thinks your cutlery skills are.
So you're going to be having dinner with the king.
We do actually have to be not careful with this because I don't think anyone's going to particularly care, but that's the way it is in the UK. In places like India and certain other countries, they eat a lot of their food with their hands and they use pieces of food that they have on the dish to pick it up instead of using cutlery.
Yeah, but that's not what I mean though. Like
you
when
just
people,
mean like a British
when
person.
People like no, not oh. at all. Like when people like hold it. I can't explain it, but like, you know,
like
if you're holding
it like
this
that.
And then people hold it like this, yeah. Like you're getting in other people's way as well.
Mm.
Like I wouldn't really want to be sat next to you, like trying to eat.
Elbows out.
Yeah.
Fighting. Steak.
Yeah. It's like WWE WrestleMania whilst you're trying to eat your meal.
Do you know what is funny? And I feel bad for doing them in like this, but whenever we go out to eat
I know
with
what you're gonna
our
say.
Family, everyone rushes to the table and tries to make sure that there is one end space left for Senor Paul.
Yes.
Because the man has elbows for days and he cannot keep them to himself when he's eating.
He loves sharing his elbows.
He just
he's
loves,
a generous guy.
He is a very generous guy, yeah. Our dad, and just loves popping them out.
Yeah. But why wouldn't you? When you've got such lovely elbows, you've got to show them off.
He has got lovely elbows.
And he doesn't go out much either, so it's nice to, you know.
Stop. We're done now. That's it.
I don't know.
how long do you reckon we can get in these little jabs and he keeps watching the podcast?
I don't know. He'll always support us. He'll always
he will
us.
Always
He's a great guy.
Love you, Dad.
But yeah, so back on the icks. One thing I wanted to say about it, which I think can be really damaging but also can be useful, is that sometimes girls will, and guys, will weaponize having an ick. Right? And it'll be very much like, it could be a targeted thing. It could be like, oh, I get the ick when someone does this specifically or whatever. And a lot of the time, guys might be seeing all of these different things. And again, and girls, I'm just speaking from my own point of view. They might be seeing all of these things and thinking, well, I might do some of these things by accident, but now I'm going to have like a complex about it because I can't function without constantly thinking, oh, am I walking weird, or oh, am I smiling weird, or am I zoning out and not noticing, and all these sorts of things.
So my opinion on this, because you're rambling,
yes, thank you,
is that I think people shouldn't be as vocal as they are about it on social media. I think if you have a problem about
says
something
us.
Yeah
with
we're yapping yeah, no, right now.
Yeah, I get that. But in terms of like, you know, I've seen sort of girly posts of being like, oh, I went on a date and this guy did this, and it's like something that's not even that bad, but they're making a massive meal of it, mainly for views. It's like, fair enough, do what you gotta do, but at the end of the day, you're making a lot of people feel very self-conscious about something that they probably do, because a lot of the stuff isn't very like out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you have a problem with something that a guy's doing, just tell him. Like, why can't people just do that?
But you're one
why
of the only people to... that I know that has that mindset.
Yeah.
I also think that some people are unfair with icks. And that's not to say that people shouldn't have their own opinion, because they should be allowed their own opinion. But I think there's got to be a point where you think, okay, I got the ick over that, but is that really reasonable? Like, is it really fair to
but
think...
But when did icks become a thing? Like, who made
I don't
an
know.
Ick? Why did they call
I think
it?
It's
ick?
Always been a thing. I think it's just become more of a cultural thing now that people are able to talk about it on social media.
Yeah.
But sort of going back to what you said about me having a specific type of mindset, is you're right. I am I wouldn't say I'm like a confrontational person, but I'm not someone that's scared of it, that's for sure. And in terms of doing that, I don't understand why other people can't just bring up an issue one-on-one to another person.
I do. I understand.
Why?
People suck.
Yeah, but even if they do, then you either, you know, walk away from then having brought up that conversation, and then at least they know.
I think hindsight's a beautiful thing. You walk away from an argument thinking of 30 different things you could have said to someone. Facts. During the argument. Yeah. But then also, in the moment, in any case, there are so many things that you'll then wish you'd have said that could have fixed whatever it was that happened, but you'll only get then the second chance to actually do it, and often the second chance never comes. So it is hard to fix things there in the moment and have that conversation or do that thing.
I feel like a lot of people have given up with giving people second chances, and I find it quite funny actually.
Yeah, because social media tells everyone exactly what they deserve and exactly what things should be like, and so the second that it veers out of that narrative, people are like, well, it's not good enough for me. And you should have standards. I'm not saying you shouldn't,
but people do make mistakes.
Yeah,
shit happens.
And what's never then being given the time of day for is that you're not perfect either. Do you know what I mean? You're sat here having all of these mental standards and then actually probably breaking the rules on half of them anyway. Mm-hmm. And going over the top and doing worse things. Mm-hmm. But because it's you, it's all right. And that's not to say that everyone's like that, but I just think that in certain instances, social media is so good at telling everyone what should be happening, mm-hmm. they forget what they're not doing to make those things happen.
Yep.
And I know I'm being a little bit vague here.
No,
but
I really like this topic. I think this absolutely needs to be talked about more.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, you know, it happens. And we absolutely, all three of us will have been hypocrites of it at some point in our,
for sure.
in our life, as will everyone else in the world. But if you can just recognize that and go, okay, if I'm going to have high standards, which you deserve to have, I've also got to make sure that I'm doing my part to almost be able to back yourself up when you call someone else out for not living up to that.
But then also don't be unreasonable when someone makes a mistake.
Yeah.
Because that shit happens. Obviously, it's dependent on the type of mistake, because murder is unforgivable.
Oh, but yeah.
Like,
thanks for clearing that up for us.
I just thought I'd have to set a boundary.
Yeah, no,
but
good to.
Things happen. And at the end of the day, yes, like Harvey says, you've got your own standards to keep. And if it really is something that breaches one of your top high level standards, then fine. It is what it is. But people need to be more chill about things, I think. And we haven't talked about it in a while, and there's no reason to. But I'm kind of glad the whole height of cancel culture has disintegrated slightly, because it's like it was too much at one point.
Can I say as well, I can only speak from this, from it being my own personal experience, but for anyone out there who is maybe unsure, I can 100% guarantee my life is so much easier because I want to fix things. Mm. Because, and I know everyone will argue that they're not a confrontational person and they don't like arguing and they don't like this and they don't like that, but some people, and I know it's true, will push an argument to see how far it can go almost. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that can only go wrong. I don't think there are many scenarios where that makes the situation better. If you want to fix something, not only does it make your life so much easier, it means you're not stressed half the time. It means mm-hmm. you are doing your part to make something work. And then you know that if the other person isn't, that's their problem.
I think the unfortunate thing is some people genuinely do just get a kick out of arguing mm-hmm. with people, and they
why are you pointing at me?
I'm asking. Do you?
No,
you don't get a kick out of arguing?
No,
that's good. I'm just checking. I've got to check in on these
I
things.
Like bickering with Leo though.
Oh, okay.
That fills me with joy.
That's fair enough. But that's sibling stuff. That's all right. That's oh allowed.
Yeah, no, outside of siblings, no.
Like you would never go to a friend who you're having an argument with and sort of almost try and stir the pot. No. Just to try and make no. it
yeah if I had any sort of problem with a friend, I would straight away be like, what are we going to do to sort this out? Not let's keep, you know, saying mean things to each mm-hmm. other. Not that that has actually ever happened to me, to be fair, but I would straight away be like, what the hell has gone wrong and how do we fix it, kind of thing. Because it's like, why would you damage relationships in that way over something that's probably not that important?
Mm. Mm. What if they killed someone though?
Well, again, murder is not on the table.
Unforgivable.
That one we're not going to excuse for any reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So just to circle back onto the icks thing, I don't think icks are like dreadful as a concept. They're not like the worst thing ever. I just think they need to be used either in a funny way, in a comical way where no one gets hurt and it's just like a stupid thing that, oh, I got the ick from this, and never weaponized against someone to sort of make them, basically manipulate them into how you want them to be, because I think that's incredibly toxic.
Yeah.
But then also just being fair and not making someone feel isolated or, you know, pointed out about a very specific thing that you get the ick for that then makes them feel like they've done something wrong when it probably isn't something wrong. But I don't know. To round it off, have you got one more ick that you think is funny? Just so we can dig ourselves out of that hole.
I don't know. I feel like I do actually have quite a lot of icks, but I'm not...
One that I have is when people are stuck in a sneeze loop and don't stop. That's actually a bit harsh. I don't get the ick, but I'll be real.
Over and
it
over
actually
and over.
Really winds me up.
Yeah, you know, every time Barmy sneezes, she sneezes like since she can remember, she sneezes at least 3 or 4 times.
Barmy's our grandma, by the way. Yeah, fair enough. But I just because a lot of our friends will know. I'm actually a bit mean. I'm hoping everyone knows I'm jestful with it. But whenever normally someone sneezes, I will just tell them, instead of say bless you, I'll say fuck off.
He does.
And just be quite aggressive about it. But like, it is jestful and I mean it in a loving way. But then if someone...
Not to me.
If someone sneezes over and over and over again, I will just be like, you're just taking the piss now. Like, and have a go at them. But
no, that's fair enough.
Funny.
Sorry, let me just get the pollen off every, like... plant.
Yeah. Hey Fever. You nailed that, first of all, but hay fever season is really coming.
I've not been affected. It's continuous.
It's happening.
It will keep happening until summer is over, basically, for Paul. Yeah. Paul's in for an absolute shitter. He is not gonna have
poor
fun.
Eyes.
I had it from when I was between sort of, I think, maybe 18 to 20. And now it seems to have, touch wood, gone away. I did get it
a little
bit last year.
So when you say touch wood, you're supposed to actually touch wood. There's wood some... There's
you
wood
failed.
There and there.
Look at this wall behind us.
And there's a wood table.
I don't even know if that's real wood. All right, floor's wood. There you go. Touch wood. I don't think I've got hay fever anymore, which I'm really excited about. Thank you all for celebrating that with me in the comments.
I appreciate
that. I hope
you get crippling hay fever.
I know it's going to happen. I'm just going to be like red-eyed on a live stream and everyone's going to be laughing at me.
Shall we move on? Why are you stuck?
You both said something and now...
I will be laughing.
Oh, thank you for laughing. So we've got a comment shout-out now. For anyone who doesn't know, we do a comment shout-out every single week. So if you want a shout-out, please leave a comment. It could be anything asking us a question or even just something that you liked about the podcast and we might shout it out in the next episode. Also, subscribe. Oh, thank you, by the way, for everyone to getting us to 100,000 subscribers. Oh, yeah. We celebrated it in the last episode, but it's huge. Oh, amazing. Yeah. So thank you so much from all of us at 13 again.
New goal, 12 million.
It is 14 again, but the brand's 13 again, isn't it? It's weird.
You're telling me, I don't know.
I know. We'll introduce
We're figuring it out.
We'll introduce it saying, hi, welcome back to 14 again, but it's still, it's always 13 again.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. You with me? Anyway, comment shout out is from Tiana May 2001, who says, it's funny how Tilly mentioned she's allowed fizzy drinks, but doesn't like them because studies show that the more you restrict something, the more they'll want something. My auntie let my cousin do basically whatever he wanted as long as he let her know, and he never did anything bad. He's now got a PhD, didn't pay a single cent because he's got scholarships for every degree.
Good for him. Yeah, I must admit, I am big on that parenting strategy. Yeah. I think that is a good one. In moderation. Because you do still have to keep an eye out, because at the end of the day, you can always, you know, let a kid do whatever they want. And then sometimes they'll be like, cool.
I think there's a difference
everything
between
all at once.
Trusted parenting and lazy parenting.
Yeah.
If you're lazy and let the kid do whatever they want, then you're going to start getting into some trouble. But I mean, it comes back to, I guess, what your rules were for when you were younger. And God, you've turned into a monster. You're just a mess because there are no rules, no stipulations.
That's
no...
such a lie. There are rules.
What? Give us a freshener.
I have to be off my phone at 9:30.
Oh, the pain. Oh. Any others?
Um.
Oh, yes. Loads of rules.
Yeah, so many
rules.
Yes,
there are others, but they're just, for me, they're normal, so I don't
covered
really
in
know.
Rules. Should we go through some of ours?
If you want.
No fizzy drinks. Mm-hmm. But we had to go to bed at like 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. We weren't allowed to go to the park for more than an hour. Mm-hmm. And if we did go anywhere, we had to go together. Mm-hmm. We weren't allowed on our own.
That's because you're just not trusted to one of you just run into the road.
Well.
Not now, but back then.
Okay.
You would have like seen the ice cream and just...
Do you know what Mum would do? She would definitely, if we were going to sleep over anyone's house, she would get the contact of the person we were sleeping over, which I think is responsible to a certain extent, just in case anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
But also slightly terrifying. And I think she tracked us for a vast majority of our childhood.
Yeah.
She always knew where we were, which is scary.
I went on the train like by myself for like pretty much the first time yesterday.
That's exciting.
I know, but it's because I don't really need to go on the train.
You don't really
because it seems like, it's quite an old age to be going on the train by yourself.
Yeah,
but
I don't see Tilly on train much.
But why would I? I literally only have a few friends that live quite far away.
Yeah. I've seen Tilly on the train when we went to Abba Voyage, and I remember thinking, I was like, oh, she's not usually on a train.
Can't believe you. We were about That's to weird. Watch a show and you were thinking, damn, Tilly's on the train.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, never seen her here before.
That's such a lie.
What do you mean?
We're always on the train together. Like when we went to that, when we went to that movie premiere and Mum dropped us off, and it was us three. Do you remember? You guys went to McDonald's after. You were there. Was it you?
What?
Or Tom?
What was it?
It was quite a while ago now, a few years ago.
Was it
the
Mulan?
No. Yeah. Maybe Wish.
Oh, it might have been Wish. He wasn't there.
Oh. Someone else was. No, there was two. There was two.
Oh, two times.
That was the second one.
We've been on trains, have we?
Yeah, we went, because you remember we were like running through the London Underground after the train.
Can I just say, I know we don't really talk about this type of stuff anymore, especially because you're getting older now, but I don't like how much shit Wish got as a Disney film. I looked at the IMDb reviews the other day and they are horrific. It's a brilliant film.
Well,
the music's great. The story's great. It's like it's pretty much the only thing they could do as an anniversary thing, because it tied in a bunch of other stuff and let them do like Easter eggs and shit.
Wish Upon a Star.
Yeah, exactly. Star. Like it's sort of like they didn't have to go too big that it was cheesy. I think it's a great film, but everyone seemed to hate it.
Fair enough.
I liked it.
I just wanted to get my little.
No, that's good. That's good. Good of you to support.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't really like
new
films.
Media and new artists like Disney.
Yeah.
Struggling, up and coming.
Yeah, those poor guys.
Yeah, I'm sure they were rolling in their beds about how Wish performed.
Yeah, well, they certainly are right now.
Yeah, yeah. Christ. But no, it's a good film. Check it out if you want. We're not endorsed by Disney.
No,
but
I mean Snow White.
Here we are. And also, just a quick shout out as well to anyone who is listening on streaming platforms right now. Thank you so much for listening to us. And if you do want to follow us on whatever it is you're listening to, then that helps us massively as well. And if you're on YouTube, please subscribe. It means the world. I think that is a good time for us to wrap up the podcast.
That's the third time you've said that.
Yeah, I know, but I say
I
it so
gonna
that people...
I was going to say, to be fair, I thought Snow White was good. It just wasn't as... to the stories people would have wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Snow White was different.
And it was just the outfit. Like, why did Disney always have to change stuff? That's the only thing. Is I love Disney and I really like the film, but why were they so intent on changing her outfit so much? Because they knew that would upset people.
I'll be honest, I didn't even notice.
I haven't seen it. One more thing I would actually like to say is on Spotify, if you are listening, or on any of the streaming platforms, if you wouldn't mind giving the podcast a rating, that also really helps for new people coming
along. A high rating.
Unless you're going to give it a one star out of five, then don't bother.
Piss off.
Yeah.
No, it would really help us. We do appreciate it. And even if you don't listen over there, all you have to do is like listen to a decent amount of one of the podcasts and then you're allowed to rate it. So little sneaky secret for you there.
And while we're plugging, go pre-save our song release. Release
oh,
Me
yeah.
That's coming out in May.
Song.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. We've got a song coming out, bing, new music. Bing. Let's go. Tilly's finally apologised enough for her utter betrayal of our trust.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah, I know you don't.
Begging me.
Do what you want.
Hey.
That's what teenhood does. It just makes you feel like you're invincible. Oh, I can do anything.
Are you invincible?
Who's going to stop me?
Could we throw you off a roof?
No, you've already thrown me and broke my arm.
Off a roof, though?
Pretty much.
Nah, we haven't tried that yet. We need to try that.
We'll try it for a video. Make
what
sure you follow
you?
Us on all of
what
our
about
socials.
One of you two instead
so
of me?
That you get to see that.
You go
I
first.
Did the bird world thing. You guys do the off the
so many people roof as well. Thing. Just to really quickly cover that, so many people were like, "I would have hated this," and I'm like, "Yeah, that was kind of why it was funny."
We did other things for your birthday.
Yeah, you know,
you had a good time, I think.
You guys,
we'll make it up to you.
We'll make it
somehow.
Up to you.
Anyway, thanks for watching. We've been Max, Harvey, and Tilly. Please subscribe. Please follow us. Please do whatever it is you want to do. We love you. And now 5 seconds to decide if you want to watch the next one.
It's there, I think. I think it's like there, somewhere there.